Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, the show for people who search far and wide for organic, fair trade, sustainably farmed chocolate sold in recycled, biodegradable wrappers while driving their gas guzzling Escalade, speeding in the carpool lane, and sipping coffee from a styrofoam cup. That sound about right?
Yes, I hate styrofoam cups.
Sounds like a real big jerk, I think, doesn't it? Anyone who drives an Escalade is a jerk.
Those things are ugly. They're just big, bulky SUVs you pay extra for because of the Cadillac logo on them.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
And I'm not even insulting anyone. They know it. Mm-hmm. They're proud of it. If they weren't, they wouldn't have bought an Escalade.
They're like, Humvee 8 or Escalade? What big gas-guzzling car do I want?
Well, an Escalade is exactly like a Suburban, except with a giant, ridiculous grill.
Yeah.
Apparently that one grill cost $25,000 to make.
Well, you know, people really buy grills about that much to put in their face with diamonds on them and gold.
Yeah, and half the time the ones in the Escalades have those.
Yes.
Fair trade chocolate is bogus. It's nice to think that the guy growing the beans is being looked after. What about the guy who owns the donkeys that cart it around? The poor saps spreading and sorting and grinding and picking the crud out. What about them? And what's a fair wage? I'm not sure that the 12 years spent fighting for the 9 extra cents per day for these folks makes as much difference as we think it does. The wife isn't going to quit her third job because of it, is what I'm saying. You know what? Just get the chocolate that you like. That's kind of the whole point. It's chocolate. It doesn't have to fill some moral empty space. You don't have to be a do-gooder in every tiny detail of your life. Here's what you should do. Get the tasty chocolate that you love, sustainably churned or not, and then let someone into your lane on the freeway. There's your good deed for the day.
I like sustainable goods.
You would.
I do. It's nice just to know that, organizations do it, that pay them a fair wage for where they are, a living wage, so one person can stay home, one person works.
Yeah. Get the government into the making of the chocolate.
No.
The one place where they don't belong.
The organizations, you know, the businesses
what, like
we used to have. Not PETA. No, that's for... No, PETA has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay. It's an organization, though. It's an organization full of people who are do-gooders at heart that take it too far.
I do agree. They do take it too far. But what I'm talking about is just... It's a company that pays their people properly, and then they get to advertise free for that proper paying.
So which is nice, but it's going to make the chocolate cost three times as much. And you know what? This is like weird organic shade-grown chocolate. Anyway, it's not going to be that good.
Is it really shade-grown?
So, I mean, you...
Do they grow in the shade?
I think so.
I don't think so.
No, I think shade-grown coffee, shade-grown coffee, chocolate beans. I don't know. There's something shady there. Today on Food Fight, we'll be talking about sleek, sexy, smooth, ribbed for her pleasure, fruits and veggies. Some veggies are so sexy, people are embarrassed to buy them. The phallically shaped ones like cucumbers, mushrooms, asparagus, like a big turnip, even melons sometimes. And I don't know why, but some people are weirded out by eggplant even. Maybe it's because it looks like an alien body-snatching pod, but who knows. Let's say you get into the checkout line with nothing but several long cucumbers. You're going to get a funny look from the guy in line behind you. You are. That's my point. You should not be made to feel uncomfortable when you're buying produce. You should check out those firm, healthy bananas like you mean it. Feel the firmness of those carrots. Grab that gourd. Squeeze those melons. Molest those mushrooms. Food is sexy sometimes. Just go with it. Don't be ashamed. Buy that stuff. Take it home. Now, here are some snappy ways to prepare them. Properly cooking veggies. A lot of people, what they do, they overcook them.
Oh, yeah. They turn them to mush. And that's...
mush.
A waste of
you
everything.
Won't like them. They're not going to be good. They're
no.
expensive.
Yeah.
You know, you overcook them, they're going to be all gray and stuff. People don't realize cooking veggies is so quick. Like you
yeah.
barely have to touch them with heat and they're going to be like perfect. You know? So
let's take a zucchini. You cut it in half, you grill it open face down until there's marks, and then you chop it up and serve it. You've grilled it for maybe a minute on one side. And that will cook it enough so you can, and it's done. It's still
totally
crunchy.
Done. And it's got the great grill marks on it,
it's
which
beautiful.
It does put in flavor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, grill marks.
The grilling makes stuff tasty.
On a barbecue or on a grill sheet you put on your burners, those grill marks itself is what really imbues the food with flavor.
Or throw it in a saute pan with some butter and garlic.
Yes.
Toss it. You know how they do on TV where they're holding the handle of the pan and they just sort of toss it around, these veggies flying everywhere?
Yeah.
That's cool looking.
That's fun.
People like that. You can do that.
Yeah, you throw a little butter in there, a little apple cider vinegar. You toss it enough, the butter and vinegar make a sauce. And now you have a beautiful sauce with your veggies.
It's kind of like a beurre blanc.
Yes.
It's just really super ridiculously quick. It's so quick that you don't really have to. It requires no thought. It requires no effort.
Yeah.
You find some vegetable in your drawer, in your veggie drawer, that will otherwise be tossed out at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And you wash it in your acid, like we've instructed you to. You know, you chop it up, you throw it in a saute pan, nice medium-high heat, you know, got real butter, you know, like that French stuff. Like burr or something, you keep buying it. It's really, really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I get that, actually, the Asian market, but yeah.
It comes in a can.
It comes in a tin.
It's like a metal can. It's got that paint popper topper, where it's like a can of paint. You have to tap it back in with a screwdriver
yes.
to get it, and you got to need a special tool just to open that
thing.
Open
it. It's like either fennel flavored or a fennel imbued or regular just European butter.
Yeah, very good. It's way better than regular American store-bought butter. Whether it's unsalted sweet cream butter, come on, that stuff is useless. Same, you're going to wind up putting salt in it anyway. Mm-hmm. Why bother with that stuff unless you're making like a croissant? And you just throw in a little bit of vinegar and garlic. I like to put garlic.
Garlic and everything.
In with my food. And you can roast others. Roasting veggies is good because it doesn't require you to actually do anything.
No.
I mean, just 350, throw it in there, 10, 12 minutes. Tops?
Yeah, tops. With your parsnips, your carrots, your turnips, chop them down.
Stuff that might otherwise take a few minutes longer in a saute pan, pop it in the oven.
Yes.
Yeah. And ways to perk up your potato, you can do mix-ins. You can boil them, mash them. You can add things to it, like purple horseradish, which makes it pretty enough so the kids like it and zingy enough so you can stand it. There's nothing worse than a bland potato.
That's true. A lot of places in town right now are selling the purple sweet potatoes. They're in season, purple yams.
Oh, those are so cool.
Throw one in there with your regular potatoes. It gives them a little sweetness, brings out the purple. It's great. It's fun. It's easy
to do.
Plus,
they're purple.
Yeah, and they fit the theme. When you grab one by one end, it kind of looks like an old man's, you know what?
Weird, but they're kind of Dr. Seussy.
They are.
So you can start with the purple potato and make a Dr. Seuss dinner for your family, right?
Yes.
Toss your ham with a little bit of green food coloring.
There you go.
That could be interesting.
That would be a lot of fun.
Right. Marinate the chicken in whatever marinade into which you have added a few drops of green food coloring. You will be able to make green chicken with purple potatoes.
Kids will love it.
They'll love you for it.
Yes.
They're going to grow up and have these wonderful memories of these cool, funky dinners that you used to make for them. And that will kind of glaze over whatever horrible thing you're going to do to them in their teens. Like ground them, take away their car, smash their cell phone, you know.
Punch their boyfriend in the face.
Yeah, things like that.
Now, if you don't want to use green food coloring, what you can do is get some kale or chard.
The kale. It's always kale with you.
Puree it.
You're obsessed with kale.
Well, it's really deep green. And for this, it works really well. You puree it, put it in the marinade. It's not going to imbue any nutrients, but the green chlorophyll. No. Yes.
What's chlorophyll?
Chlorophyll. Yes, I thought I said chloroform for a second.
It is chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
It's not chloroform.
No, it's not chloroform. It's chlorophyll. But that will help turn your food green. And again, you don't have to use enough so you can taste it. I'm not saying throw it in your diet, but that will help you if you're avoiding food coloring.
There's yellow tomatoes. There's purple tomatoes.
There's tamarack.
There's funky colored artisan carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Those cute little baby carrots where they sell you with the greens still on.
Yes.
You know, those are just really adorable. They're more expensive. Because you're pulling a carrot out of the ground before it's fully grown.
Yeah.
So
you're not getting enough per pound for it. Yes.
Yeah, really. You're paying more for these, but they're really cool looking. They're just adorable. They come in reds. They come in yellows. They come in whites. They come in purples.
Now, I don't like the red ones so much because when you peel off the skin, that's a little tough. It turns into a regular carrot.
Well, just don't take the skin off. What are you doing?
Well,
why would you do that? You just wash it
You can wash it well and roast it. But I don't know. Sometimes you just don't want that. that skin.
Not those itty bitty little hairs. It's a baby carrot.
No, you scrub those off either way. That's an issue.
I'll mess that up. Well, why would you spend the money on a purple carrot if you're just going
to
peel it?
That's what I'm warning people not to
do. Don't do that. Don't.
I'm telling
peel
them not to do it.
The funny colored veggies.
Yes.
Because they're fine as is. You know, a lot of times with vegetables, all the nutrients are in the skin.
Yes.
So you're supposed to eat the skin anyway. Stop peeling things. Wash them properly and then eat that stuff. Also to mix into potatoes, because really people like to give their kids a lot of potatoes. I don't know why.
To eat them.
Well, there's that, but I mean, it's a simple carb.
It is.
It really is nothing but starch. It'll turn into sugar in their little systems. It'll give them a sugar rush, just like a candy bar.
Yes.
So honestly, just give them a candy bar. But you can put stuff in the potatoes to make them more attractive to your whole family. Any kind of salad dressing that you like?
Any kind. Me personally, I just do a raspberry vinaigrette because it's fun.
I would have gone with ranch.
It's still honey mustard. White. Honey mustard, maybe, but I don't like putting white on white. I don't know.
Well, it makes it taste better. I'm not as...
You said more attractive, so I was thinking attractive, pretty colors, a little bit of...
Well, I mean,
there.
A more attractive taste-wise is kind of... Yeah. So any kind of salad dressing, if you like Russian dressing, mix that in with your potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, you know, kind of like a French dressing, you can put that in there, too. It's really easy, and it's already a complex flavor. So you're not adding 9 ingredients to achieve a complex flavor.
Yeah, you just...
Salad dressings are already a combination of flavors that you like. Take some of it, stick it in the mashed potato. Very, very easy. Dry onion soup mix, throw that in there.
Oh, yeah,
maybe some shredded cheese, whatever your favorite shredded cheese is. Gruyere, maybe put a little bit of turmeric in there.
Love doing twice-baked potatoes. So we take out the insides, you make
That's
a mash.
That's a lot of work.
It's not so much work.
Well, you got to bake them twice. You got to take out the thing. You got to not mash up the skin while you're doing it. You got to pipe it back in. The dishes alone that you're creating that you're going to have to wash for this one stupid potato.
It's just a roasting rack and a bowl.
We're trying to make things easier for people here.
It's time consuming, but
you
it's not hard.
Honestly, Marcus here makes nothing but veggies at home.
That's true.
Yeah. So what are some of your other favorite ways of making veggies? You know what? We're running out of time for this segment. Of course, for most people, no matter how much they spend on fresh veggies at the store, they always wind up buried in the fridge, and then they go bad before they're ever used. You throw away more money on wasted veggies that wind up in the trash than the ones that actually make it into your mouth. So
that's true.
Why bother buying them? Because you know who cooks fresh, delicious dinners with lots of crisp local veggies and delivers them right to your door right at dinner time?
No.
Dine In Tonight.
Oh.
They make delicious gourmet meals every day, hot and fresh, with local veggies, all quality ingredients. And they bring these hot, freshly prepared dinners from their local kitchen and deliver them right to your front door at dinner time. They're always $10 a dinner. No delivery fees. Call today. Get back your time, your money, and your life. Don't be a slave to dinner time. Call Dine In Tonight today. Call them at 888-64-MEALS or go to www.dinein2nite.com. Sign up for 3 or 5 nights a week. They cook the food. They deliver the food. You eat the food. It's as simple as pie. And they have 100 different recipes. So go ahead. Try them all. Check them out online and see what they're making today. It is the biggest thing since dabbing bacon behind your ears to attract a man.
Does that work?
Sure. Why not? 10 years of marriage says yes. That's dineintonight.com. When we come back after this quick break, how we think the food pyramid really ought to be. And later, I'll tell you what you can do with that bottle of balsamic. That's next on Food Fight.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs, ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm Claire Katz. With me in studio is the vivacious and veggie-loving Chef Marcus.
Hey.
Nice. So the food pyramid has changed over the past couple of decades, and it's not because food has changed. It's just because people have changed about how they feel about it or what they think they know about it, and who says they're right. And if there's one thing we know, well, we think here at Food Fight, is that people don't generally know jack about the food that they're eating. That's what started this show. That's what ticks us off a good part of the time. That's what makes me so darn cranky when I get some dumb yet certain talk show watching sheep that has, sheep herder that has had something somewhere. Just believe it. People believe what they're being told, sight unseen, never bothering to do any of their own research, too lazy to check on any of it, but they're willing to change their entire family's diet because of it and wind up making huge mistakes that harm the only people they're supposed to protect. Like, they're just another sucker of what food companies and profiting professionals pawn off on the public as whatever new thing that's been discovered about something.
Yeah, exactly. Have you, like, the Nutri-Grain bar makes it sound like it's nutritious and full of grain.
Right.
The truth is, it's no better than a Pop-Tart. It's a candy bar.
It's not as good,
so you think it's healthy. They intentionally make it taste
bad.
Make it taste bad
on purpose.
With a yummy sweet center, so you keep on buying more. And
honestly,
like, oh,
those things are just
this
way
is
too
healthy.
Sugary. I can't eat those.
I'm going to eat this for breakfast, and I'm going to be healthy. Yeah, why don't you just get a Snickers? It's the exact same thing.
Snickers would be a lot more satisfying.
when hunger strikes
stop
you.
It. Stop
Sorry.
Singing. We don't dislike our listeners that much.
No, I like them very much.
Like the food pyramid, 20 years ago, it was fact that 60% or so of what we ate should be grains.
Yes.
Because if you look at the old food pyramid, the whole bottom floor whole first floor, nothing but grains. Follow that rule now and you'll keel over from too little protein and too much glucose. Diabetics would be dropping like flies. Everyone would be getting bigger. And let's see, go figure, everyone did kind of get bigger, didn't they?
Yeah, and what about all those poor people who can't have gluten?
So, come on. You know what? That's for another show. Don't get me started. So, recently, people thought maybe it was the shape of the pyramid that was the problem. The triangular thing was too confusing for people. How could anyone be expected to make head or tail out of a triangle cut into little sections?
I can't understand the triangles.
Exactly. So, the USDA decided that they needed to make a shape that everyone was familiar with, so they turned it into a dinner plate.
I like that.
Ooh, simple. Any moron should be able to get that because it's a plate. So they changed the handy little plate into like a pie chart of four little slices, indicating grains, fruits, veggies, now separate from the fruits. They used to be in one section together, the fruits and veggies, but now they're separate.
Yeah, sugar content.
And then, you know, I guess that was confusing to people too. Then the protein section, the sugars and fats have been pretty much removed completely, and the dairy section has been made to look like a little glass of milk on the side.
Now, when I first saw the plate, it didn't have a dairy section. So it makes me think maybe the dairy industry was like, excuse me, we pay for you to exist, so we need our own section.
So that's just my own personal thought. These people, these representatives of the grain industry, the whole agricultural side of the U.S., regarding grains and fruits and vegetables, they probably had a say on just how big these little pie slice sections on the My Plate thing should be. That leads me to believe that it was not necessarily done in the public's best interests, but these are the interests of the people who pay for the whole show.
I think there is a marriage between people who think they're supporting the public best interest and the people paying for this process to happen.
Okay.
So, you know, some people believe they're doing right. They're making it better. But at the end of the day, I don't trust it at all because it's just something someone paid for. Grain, like you said, the government and all the subsidies paid for to put out there so people eat more of the food the U.S. government is producing.
Yeah. So here are some of my problems with the new plate, which is basically a new version of the new pyramid, because people were trying to still use the pyramid shape, but they couldn't do it in such a way that it was making a whole heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
They put it into weird little sun ray sections. Okay, people were like, you know what? I don't get it. Okay,
get it.
You know what? How about we just turn it into a plate? You understand a dinner plate.
Do you understand a circle? It has no size. It has no sides. Can you get that?
I mean, I get that your dinner plates have been getting bigger and bigger and bigger over the past few decades, but people get a plate. They get a pie chart.
Yes.
Yeah, ooh, pie. You know, so understanding a pie chart, It's in there.
Yes.
It's not difficult. Understanding a pyramid cut into little sun ray sections, little weird. So they abandoned the whole pyramid idea. Here are my problems with the pyramid and therefore the plate. The grain section.
Yes.
Who is to say what is a healthy grain? It says grains, cereal, rice, pasta. So that's bread.
Ooh, Kix.
It could be Wonder Bread. It could be Fruit Loops. It could be white rice. And it could be pasta 9 days a week.
Blech.
You're okay. You know what? If people are reducing the amount of grain that they're eating there and they go by the new pyramid, they're still eating too much grain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't specify, because how do you do that? You're going to be alienating whole food companies that, again, are part of the whole lobbying side of the business that pay for this whole shebang. They're going to be mad. Wonder Bread's going to be ticked. You know, hey, you're telling people not to eat my product. What's
isn't
wrong with
Wonder
you?
Bread part of the whole, isn't it gone now? Wonder Bread's gone.
Well, if it is, then those loaves of bread at the store are really stale.
Ooh.
Because it's still there.
I thought it took off with a Twinkie, but didn't come back.
No, I still see Wonder Bread.
Oh, okay. Someone must have bought it then. All right.
Well, you know, that could be just really stale bread. That, you know, they
expiration date is 2015, so it's still here.
It's still there, discontinued. Then there's the fruits and veggies. I think that if you kind of break up the fruits and veggies, that just confuses people more.
I don't think so, because people understand, like, sauteed. Yeah. Like,
what about a tomato?
Oh, please. Tomato is like the bisexual of the fruit and veggie world.
Okay.
It can go on either side.
People think of it as a veggie. They do.
Yes, they do.
Corn, people think of corn as a veggie.
It's a grain.
It's a grain. Okay.
Yes.
Still kind of confusing. I think you should lump them all together, because this begs the question, what's a fruit and what's a vegetable? That's just another excuse for people not to eat any of it.
They don't
have to eat any fruits or veggies if they can't figure out which part section of their little plate diagram per day their mama is making them fill out.
I think people ate too many apples and oranges, or easy to grab fruits and veggies. Like, oh, I need 10 servings of fruits and veggies a day. I'm going to eat all apples and be fine. But they're missing out on their greens, their oranges, their purples that they need from both of them. Like, you need a variety of colors. That's the point.
Yeah, well, most veggies are green, so.
Exactly.
They're bangos that
except
dirty.
For carrots and meat.
Meat. Talking about meat, the old pyramid called for 2 to 3 servings from its protein category, which is about 6 to 12 ounces. A serving of meat, people, is 3 ounces. What the H?
Originally, and since I was growing up, they always told me that proper size of meat is a deck of cards.
It's your... Yeah, it's like slightly smaller than the palm of your hand. Okay,
palm of a normal person's
hand. Okay, palm of in the case of Marcus's hand, this would be the 96-ounce steak. If you eat the whole thing, your dinner is free. For a normal person, it's about the size of a deck of cards. That's a lot bigger than 3 ounces.
No, it's when you weigh it, that's 3 ounces.
Oh, there's no way. There is no way in hell.
No, the size of a deck of cards, not like... Not like the
weight,
exactly the thickness.
Wait, what are you going to do? You're going to be slicing this giant mutant chicken breast in half to get the thinness that you need to have it represent an actual deck of cards. If you ask a person to cut out a 3 ounce portion of meat based on the size of a deck of cards, it's still going to be way bigger.
Yeah, people don't quite understand how big.
You're not going to get it. Plus, I disagree with that as a serving size. That's not big enough.
They find a lot more weight gain is to do with excess protein. And so they're trying to curb the kids who are gaining a lot of weight in America now. In schools, we have an obesity thing. So right now, the plate, I believe, is a diet plate, is a low-calorie, low-protein, low-fat
plate. Well, not everybody's on a diet.
No, not everybody's on a diet.
So we're going to have a diet plate and then a non-diet plate?
No, we are going to have people who eat what they want and don't care about what's on the plate. And people.
And those
who
are going to be the healthy ones. And here's why. Because they changed the dairy. They changed the dairy. The old pyramid had a section entitled milk, yogurt, and cheese. The new pyramid, or plate, calls the section dairy and puts information in there. There's a little footnote on there that the dairy should be non-fat or low-fat.
Well, didn't we talk earlier about that's where the dairy company makes most of its money?
You know what? This is supposed to be for the health of the nation.
Yeah,
that is why they spent probably billions of dollars revamping this ridiculous pyramid that no one understands anyway, turning it into a plate. That costs another $10 million to have some guy decide to turn the shape into a little pie chart plate.
Oh, I could
so
see that.
Millions and millions of dollars, possibly $1 billion over the entire range of the whole industry, putting their funding into this load of garbage. And then they're going to continue to shove the biggest piece of misinformation down the public's throat that non-fat dairy and low-fat dairy is good for you. That is bull. It is 100% bad for you. It will make you bigger. They feed it to pigs to fatten them up for the slaughter. They do. Skim milk is disgusting. It is a chemical waste byproduct of the cream industry. When are people going to realize? We talk about this on shows all the time.
Yeah.
We're probably the only people sharing this information. We may be the only ones.
Whole milk, whole food is, of course, way better for you than any alteration chemical watered down process.
I agree. You have to have naturally occurring dietary fat in order to be healthy.
You know how you talked about there's chemicals that you take in, pesticides that your body doesn't recognize? Fat-free milk, fat-free dairy is another one. It just kind of gets all clogged up in your system. Your body doesn't get it. You get nothing from it except for bloating.
Yeah. And it's the way that it's made is absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
And the non-organic kind has little bits of pus and blood in it.
Yeah.
Because the FDA has decided that's okay.
Well, all of it has a little bit of pus and blood in it.
The organic stuff, not so much.
I'm not sure.
They're organically fed. They're not housed
the
same way.
It's the machine that hurts them. That makes the pus and blood.
But the organic cows are treated differently.
I was actually... He was milking myself right there.
He was figuratively milking himself.
I was guessing where my udders would be, and I was...
You got to stop
that. I thought
that.
I'd share that.
It's going to get in
my
head,
funny.
And I'm never going to be able to get it out.
You want some milk?
You want some Marcus?
Mm-mm.
Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, I'm going to tell you what you can do with that bottle of balsamic, and we're going to go ahead and put onto our website the food pyramid that we think... It should be. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. You know what? To heck with it. Let's talk about it now. My food pyramid, whole first floor is meat. More specifically, lean meat. Any other protein includes peanut butter, whole first floor.
Okay.
Second floor, fruits, veggies, and grains. Choose the one you want to eat and when. Don't like salad? Fine by me. Have some quinoa instead. Throw some grilled melon on it. Okay? Good grains only. No cheating. I know you know what they are. No Wonder Bread. Third floor, dairy and fat. That's right, the whole third floor, dairy and fat. Of course, the only real dairy that matters for anything is the dairy that includes the fat, whole milk, and the like. There's your dairy, there's your fat. That's the top floor. Folks, your brain and your body need dietary fat to function. which certainly explains why so many people's brains aren't functioning well enough to the point where they can think for themselves. This whole pyramid thing is bogus. The MGM-style giant light bulb flashing at the top of my pyramid? That's chocolate and alcohol. Together, if that's what does it for you. It's not a big part of the pyramid, but it's there. Shining like a beacon for all to gaze upon, come home to in the dark of ignorance. Leading you to shore, giving you the will to go on, for what is life without joy? We'll be back with Food Fight Radio in just a moment. Enjoy the commercials.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine-In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. So, you know all those expensive bottles of balsamic vinegar you buy whenever you see them, and then they come in all those awesome and invented flavors?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's why we have Chef Marcus around.
Hi.
Kind of a waste of money, these things, if you ask me, because good balsamic is cheap and common. Now, so inform you a little bit about balsamic vinegar. I'm not going to tell you from beginning to end the life of a grape that turns into balsamic vinegar. I'm not going to tell you how to make it yourself.
No, why would you do that?
Why would you do
that? You're not going to do that anyways.
I've actually seen an entire cooking show dedicated to making your own balsamic, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Really, really dumb, because in order for it to be any good, you have to age it for a really, really, really long
time. Like 35, 50 years, right?
Or something like that. Oh, I mean, geez. Some of them are as old as like 150 years.
I found it, but that's crazy.
Well, why would you do that?
I'm going to bequest this to my grandkids, and they'll know what to do with it.
You mean bequeath it?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think you said bequest.
I did say bequest. I thought that's what I was supposed
bequeath.
To say.
It's bequeath. You're bequeathing vinegar. You're bequeathing rotten, unfermented grapes. Ew. You know what? Leave them some money. They'll appreciate that more. Balsamic is made from grapes.
Mm-hmm.
People buy it. They put it on their food. Probably a lot of them don't realize it's made from grapes. It's not considered a wine vinegar because the grape juice is unfermented. The unfermented white grape juice that is used is called a must.
Must.
Must. As in, you must get balsamic vinegar.
Oh, I thought it was like, get him out of here because he has a stinky must.
Must. Like, you must do this.
Okay.
You. Yeah, that's musk.
Musk?
What is it with you and words?
I don't know the English
language. You're not so good with
I'm not so good with the whole reading and writing thing.
And putting them together thing. So they cook the grape juice. They reduce it by 50%. The reduction is placed in oak barrels to age. Like wine, basically. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it turns into like a vinegar. It's transferred into a littler barrel, because there's less of it now, made of different kinds of woods. Chestnut, cherry, mulberry, ash, acacia. Each wood puts in a different flavor into the vinegar, make it more complex, more interesting, and then as it ages, it becomes thicker, sweeter, and darker. So the thicker, sweeter, and darker it is, the longer it has been aged. This stuff originally came from Modena, probably because they had a lot of extra grapes. Didn't know what to do with them. And so in Modena, which is, you know, bad if you happen to be living there and making balsamic vinegar for a living, because they have like a really weird, rigorous certification test, and it has all sorts of confusing Italian names. And there's a whole regimented department in this place which comes out and puts you through the ringer to make sure that your Modena balsamic, like anybody cares, meets the criteria. And if you like step outside that city, you can make it any way you want.
Yeah.
You know, so, but if you have Tradizionale di Modena balsamic vinegar printed on your label, you know that your balsamic vinegar has passed a ridiculous certification process that no one cares about and doesn't affect the taste or quality of your balsamic vinegar at all. You can put balsamic, if you're wondering, well, why would I need to know all this stuff? You really don't need to know this stuff. Yeah. I just thought maybe you would like a little bit of history on what it is that you're eating. What we do on this show, we let people know about the food that they put into their bodies, right?
Right.
So that people are informed.
Make a healthy decision, make an educated decision.
Yeah, you know, you learn something new. So, okay, yeah, it's made out of grapes. Old, old, old grapes.
Old grape syrup that
old grapes
got
from
kinda
fussy cities across the world where you just don't care. Here's what you can do with balsamic vinegar. You can put it on things, especially desserts.
I was going to say ice cream is one of my favorite things to get a really sweet balsamic with.
Yeah, and you can, you know, the dessert panna cotta?
Yes.
Yeah, very, very tasty with balsamic. Mm-hmm. Creme caramel?
That's
also creme caramel. Considered flan.
Yes.
Flan. You know what? In San Diego, people are really familiar with flan. I love that stuff. You can put a little bit of balsamic vinegar in that caramel sauce that's swimming around in the bottom of your bowl.
There we go.
Really, really, really good.
Really good.
And if you're thinking, ew, vinegar on my dessert, you know what? Just try it.
Just shut your face and try it.
Yeah, exactly. Shut your face and try it. Now, that's what the government wants people to do.
No. They want you to
Open your mouth and swallow.
Yeah, yeah. We just want to say, try something new. Educate yourself. Broaden your horizons.
That's what we're here for. You might be a little bit more familiar with the more inexpensive store. Buy it off the shelf.
Yes.
$3.99 for a nice big bottle of it. It says Modena. That's a lie.
It says Modena balsamic. Nick Modena.
Yeah. It should have
funky
Modena.
Funky cold Modena balsamic.
It's like in quotes. It's quote Modena. It's got a much shorter aging process. Like we're talking about a week.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's almost just as good.
Yes.
There is very little difference between the weak-aged $3.99 bottle of inexpensive, cheap, quote-unquote, Modena-style balsamic vinegar at the store than there is in a $90 bottle of stringently tested, certified Tradizionale de Medina balsamic vinegar from halfway across the world that was aged in an oak barrel for 75 years. They're very similar.
Very similar. Got someone who's a snooty poo, someone who's like, oh, I know all balsamic.
Give them a blind taste test.
Take that cheap one.
Yeah.
Put in like a cup of vinegar, the balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of honey, boil it down by a quarter. So it's still 3/4 the volume. They won't know the difference, and they'll think it's really fancy. Like, oh, is this 100-year-old age stuff? You're like, yes.
And then you get to call them a fool.
Yes, you tart.
Pompous, posturing fool. So use the slightly more expensive kind for your desserts mm-hmm. or for drizzling on things. Use the lesser expensive kind for using in marinades, salad mm-hmm. dressings, sauces, putting on pastas, mix it in with pasta sauce. Right?
Yes. I like drizzling a little more expensive stuff on watermelon with a little bit of salt, like a drop on a cube. It really brings out the flavor, and it's very fancy tasting.
Does not matter what kind you get. Go to the store, take a look at the selection, mm-hmm. buy a super cheap one for your regular stuff in the kitchen, mm-hmm. buy probably a slightly more expensive one if you're planning on drizzling it on your flan.
There we go.
That's about it. So... next, when we come back, coming up on Food Fight, we'll be reviewing a swanky beachside bar and grill so close to the water that if you get bad service, you can go ahead and toss the server right into the Pacific Ocean. It's even more fun than it sounds. We'll be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and on to the review. Folks, sometimes we feel the need to act like real San Diegans and eat outdoors, in the sunshine, on a hot day. Why? Because they had booze. The Barefoot Bar and Grill is one of two restaurants on a tiny tropical island here in San Diego where the captive audience can choose to either dine here or right next door and pay five times as much. That's how they get you. There's one road in and one road out. I suppose you could swim, but the water here is colder than people think. The entrance to the Barefoot Bar and Grill is accessible from the water side, meaning the only way you'd ever really see this place is if you arrived by boat or if you were a fish. It's under a hill, very much like a hobbit hole, but just as cozy and welcoming with all its nice, lush, dark wood. There's more seating outside than inside, and it's flanked by a lovely waterfall that dumps salt water and its accompanying parts per million of sewage back into the bay right at your tableside. Actually, the view and glittering off of the bay are so beautiful that this place would really have to go out of its way to screw it up. So we sat down right at the edge of the water and hovering over a giant tide pool upon which the entire restaurant is perched are huge fish. They swim back and forth under the patio and you can toss them many parts of the meal that you didn't like. We had several warm-up martinis and the steamed clams and tomato saffron broth, of course. The only way to screw up a clam is to serve them still closed, and these were tasty enough to soak up with extra bread. We passed on the grilled cheese soup, which I am fundamentally against, and the calamari proved to taste exactly as one could assume. It was not the seven martinis that were to blame for my failure to follow my own rule of never ordering the steak at a seafood restaurant. It was because they had horribly overcooked my yellowtail, rendering it unfit even for homeless feline. Marcus here had better luck with the grilled pork chop, and our producer's medium cheeseburger arrived, predictably well done. I guess a burger mistakenly well done is service done well for these laid-back beach grill types, who, when they shuttled my dried-out fish back into the kitchen, the server said, "Aw, dude, that always happens." They brought me a cookie to make me feel better. It was the size of my face and make me feel like a kid who has been told to eat what they've been given. We may not have cleaned all our plates, but we drained all our glasses, gazing out over the sparkling bay and appreciating what we were really paying for. The expectation of fresh coastal seafood may lure you in, but it's the reality of the amazing rippling bay only a few feet away, the singing gulls and the salty breeze that keeps you seated just long enough to rack up a giant bar tab. You can see photos of our fun and fishy bait and switchy at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
To all those people out there who park in front of Starbucks and never leave, this one's for you. I know why you've been parked in the 20-minute zone for 4 hours, because this is your office. You're using the free internet to pretend that you have a real office. If your associates knew you were treating the beat-up leather couch at a local Starbucks like a second home, I'm pretty sure they'd stop doing business with you. Why is this a problem for me? I'll tell you how. 'Cause whenever I just want a coffee, just a simple cup of coffee, I can't find any parking. I have to drive around the whole block until I'm so ticked off that I don't even want this stupid coffee anymore. Just because you're too cheap to pay for your own stupid internet. You freeloading bastards, get an office. Repurpose your dining room you never use. Use the front seat of your giant stupid Escalade. I don't care. This is not what Starbucks had in mind when they ordered or offered free Wi-Fi. This was so you could check your emails, buy your $5 macchiato, and get out. Not to hang around all day nursing a $2 tall drip in your stupid logoed commuter cup. I haven't had a Frappuccino in 2 months because you're always there. If you're going to pretend you have an office, you should pick a place where some vindictive, caffeine-starved patron who just had to walk 3 blocks won't be super tempted to dump their scalding Cafe Americano on your lap for being a selfish freeloader. Get an office. And stop leaving your house in your pajamas. It's uncouth. I need a cup of joe. Tune in next week for how many different kinds of kitchen knives do you really need? Also, organic food is still a giant waste of money. Spend it on sweets instead. And Splenda versus agave. Which one is poisonous and might kill you? We'll tell you next week. Just don't drink anything until then. All next week on your favorite food show, this is Claire Katz reminding you that even though it's really pronounced tiramisu, you still sound like a jerk when you say it that way.
little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.